Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm getting into your sex and relationship questions. How can you feel more confident during the woman on top position? What do you do when your rebound relationship is moving too fast? And is there a way to make putting on a condom hot? Plus the best sex toys to help your partner have a G-spot orgasm. And who doesn't want that? Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex relationships and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can see all the great things happening there. We upload new content every day. We update it. Everything there, videos, content, podcasts. We do 2 a week. You could check it out so you can have the best sex and relationships of your life, which is why we're here, right, Mattis? We want to help people.
Yeah. You're just banging out those podcasts 2 a week?
2 a week.
Wow. Look
yeah.
At you.
I want to do 5 a week like we used to back in the
That'd
day.
That'd be cool.
I know. You wouldn't make it here, though.
I couldn't. Is like, I would try.
Menace took a quick nap on the couch here.
Yes, as much as possible. But I'm here. I'm
awake.
It's
good to see you.
I haven't seen you in a month. Last time I saw you, you were just recovering from the time I saw you before that, which was in the hospital. So how are you? Let me see your hand.
Oh, my God. It's funny. It's been the most interesting year, I have to say, from the spider bait to the moving to them being sick for like 2. You know, I don't know. Things are... have been a little off, I think, but now I'm feeling like
you're back in the groove.
I'm back in the frigging groove. It was good. You missed the whole Valentine's Day, you know, busiest time of year. I feel like Santa Claus, you know, did a ton of press things and, you know, was very active on Valentine's Day.
I know. I tried to book you for the Woody Show.
I know.
You were too busy for
us. The only people I was going to get up at 6 a.m. for, truly, or 7 a.m. or whatever you do. But thank you for still talking about me on the show. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we talk about you all the
time. My ego loves that.
Yeah, it's great. I'll tell you some more about that in a minute. So I haven't seen you in a month, right? So I'm also in the middle of moving and doing all this other stuff, and work is just insane. It's going great.
So happy for you.
But in between all that, I had a crazy surgery.
What?
So
oh my God. Right.
So if anybody's been listening to the show for the past, I don't know, 12 years now or whatever. That I get kidney stones here and there. And then, so this is the second time this has ever happened where the kidney stone is too large that I can't pass it through my body, right?
Right.
So, I mean, we can get into details, right?
Yeah. Okay. Dude, yeah. People, so, I remember the last, this is going to hurt.
So, last one. So,
sit down, everyone.
It's like the size of a marble and it's stuck in my penis, right? So that is not good because you have to be able to, you know, urinate and, you know.
So you can't, the urine.
Yeah. So,
ouch.
So that's happening. And then the doctor, like, couldn't believe, like, I don't even know how you got this thing that's so large this far, right? He goes, you have to have surgery immediately.
On your penis.
On my penis. So, they're like, well, you have to go get x-rays done. So I go do that. So then they do the x-rays, and the x-ray guy's like, yep, I can see it because it is so large, right?
It's just like we wake up and you're like, oh, I heard I have cramps. And then they're like,
no,
like
I could feel the, because if you've had them for quite a while, the first time you ever have them, you have no idea what's going on and you feel like you're going to die. Ugh. You're like, all right. My appendix has exploded and I'm dead or something bad has happened. But once you learn, you know, what the pain feels like and stuff like that, you kind of just deal with them. Some people deal with it better than others. I deal with it very well. Like I do entire radio shows in the morning and you can't even tell that I am going through extreme pain. I just like kind of fight it.
You are a trooper.
Thank you.
You're like, so, I can't pee. There's a marble in my penis, yeah, but let's talk.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So then, so they do the x-rays and the doctor comes back and he's like, actually, you don't just have one. You have three large ones. So we got to get you into surgery immediately. So I go into the surgery center and then they have to knock me out. And there's like, you know, five people in the room. So imagine this. I'm knocked out. Five people in the room. They have to go through the hole of your penis to go all the way up.
My penis hurts right now. I'm like having like penis sympathy pain.
I mean, at least I'm knocked out. I have no idea what they're doing. But then I have to go through like a week of recovery, right? So, but I'm still working, still doing it.
Do they know that your penis was in surgery?
I'm talking about it all on the radio, all that kind of stuff. But here's another thing. They put a thing called a stent in my body. So it's like kind of like a rubber wire that goes, well, it's going through my kidneys towards my penis. So like when I'm walking around, I feel like sharp pains here and there, right? But this is the effing worst part, okay?
So it's there permanently right now? You have this wire?
No. So this is the worst part.
Okay. Okay.
After a week, they're like, okay, we have to get this stent out of your body. Well, how do they get this out of your body? They go through your penis hole again.
Do they knock you out again?
But this time, they don't knock you out.
Oh!
So you walk in to the office, and a nurse goes, okay, well, we're going to take you to the room, so disrobe from the waist down, right? And then they... So you disrobe from the waist down, and then they put you up on like this table, and then I have to get up in stirrups like I'm having a baby. Right,
like we do with the gynecologist every year.
So then,
or a baby.
So then they put like a towel over my body. She's like, okay, well, I have to do the numbing, right?
I can't. Okay.
So I'm like laying down. I'm fully awake, and the nurse is like putting this like numbing gel.
On
my penis, and like
it doesn't numb that much. Okay, Jesus,
numb that much. But then, so she's doing that, and then she has to go in the hole and inject it in the hole. Right?
I can't even handle the Madison's. Like we're like nauseous here. Okay, not nauseous, but wincing and pain.
Well,
with
I'm
you.
Just saying, like what people have to go through. Right?
So, dude, okay,
I'm almost done.
No, I'm listening. I'm like having a hard time, like feeling. Okay, go.
So then they do all that. So then three other people come into the room. The doctor, right? And then like two more assistants. So I'm here like
are you screaming
nude,
in pain? Right.
You know, just spread out. And he's like, all right, well, we got to get that thing out. And they're taking like things that like needles that look like 2 feet long. And I mean, there's a blanket like covering it. So I can't, you know, I can't see what's going on. But then they're like shoving the needles in, and I can still feel a lot of what is going on.
Right.
So then he has to like go in there and like try to hook this thing, and then like slowly like pulls it out.
Oh my god!
Of the hole. And it was the most painful, embarrassing thing.
Were you
of my
screaming?
Life.
Was your girlfriend there at all, or like?
No, like I kept her out of the room.
Dude, that's crazy and painful. Why can't they knock you? Do they tell you this is what's going to happen? It's going to hurt. Did you go to a good place, a good hospital?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would have visited you and done a Facebook Live like you did with me. Dude.
I'm a guy that like, just don't tell me anything. Let's just do it.
Yeah, that's true. I could see you. Oh my God, honey, I'm sorry.
So yeah, so that happened and then I'm... So whatever, that happened.
I did not know this. Okay, a month ago. Now we've... Jesus, honey, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, and then just been in the middle of moving and...
So you guys having a lot of sex then, probably the last few weeks. Just kidding.
Like, no.
You can't have sex for a while, right?
Yeah, but no, now I'm back.
Not about sex.
Yeah.
But wait.
I'm back in commission.
You are totally back? Yeah, because didn't this happen because you were like drinking too much iced tea or something?
Yeah, so the first time this happened... to me where it was so large I couldn't pass it. This is when I was in San Francisco.
I remember.
And I didn't go to a specialist. I went to the emergency room because it was an emergency. And then so they don't have a specialist on hand at like midnight in San Francisco. And so they knocked me out for that one. But then this one, they actually cut my penis like in a cross shape, right? And then pulled out the rocks.
This is crazy.
Right? So when I went to my doctor in Los Angeles, who is a specialist, when they did it that first time, it took me 6 months to recover, no sex, nothing, right? When I went to my specialist in Los Angeles, he goes, yeah, I don't know why they did that.
See,
I'm like, are you effing kidding me?
They all do things differently. Yeah. I'm sorry, you guys. Always get a second opinion if you need surgery. But that was emergency then.
Yeah.
But you're right. You never know. Every doctor, they're going to make different decisions. That's crazy, dude. I can't even believe it. Like, I'm in so much pain. Like, I'm like, sympathy pain.
I know.
Oh my God. I'm sorry you went through that.
Here, but it's like.
No, but dude, that could happen. Dude, I don't even know what to do. I'm like sitting here like writhing in pain. I'm sorry that happened to your penis. Yeah. I hope it's okay now.
But I'm okay. Everything's
you can't even tell. Like, if I looked at your penis now, it would look. Like
it looks normal.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
A little bit swollen, but that's okay.
Dude, I'm glad you're okay.
But then...
in a good way. Like, dudes are like, shit, I hope I get it. I hope I get a kidney stone so my penis looks swollen.
Yeah, I want to get swollen.
Anything for a bigger penis.
And then, what else was I going to tell you? Oh, so going back to talking about you on the radio. So we were... Yeah, I mention you all the time because anything that comes up, like, sex-wise...
Right. That's where you learned. You learned everything about sex from Sex Family.
So it was funny. So today... So it's the Woody Show, by the way, if you guys don't know. It's on in Los Angeles on Alt 98.7 in the morning. And it's
you can listen online.
And you can listen online. You just search the Woody Show.
You want to hear minus 3 hours a day?
It's a podcast. We don't talk about sex as much.
Only when Menace talks about sex. Yeah. Okay.
And then we're on in Missouri on Alt 104.9 in St. Louis.
Okay.
So if you want to tune in. Anyways, so today we did a contest where we go, what's your weapon of choice? So we had two women call in. And they gave us three options of what sex toy that they use. So they describe themselves and they go, then we had to guess like what sex toy is their favorite sex toy.
I think you said what weapon of choice. And the weapon of choice means like what kind of vibrator to use.
Yeah,
that was
one
of your segments on the show today?
Yeah, yeah.
So oh my God, you guys are so progressive. Okay. Yeah.
So today.
Oh, dude. And they had to describe them and you're like, I know what that is. That's the magic wand.
They were like, yeah. So one of the contestants was the it was one they had, what was it? They had the Hitachi magic wand.
Right.
And then they had the Mimi, right?
The Mimi?
The Mimi.
The Mimi. The Mimi.
Yeah.
Dude, you knew all of this.
And
right.
I knew all of them.
They're like a
I
pebble. Know. You're like they're the Mimi. Like, the magic
like,
wand.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, like Menace, how do you know like all the names and all the kind of stuff?
That's
and
crazy.
Then, it's funny because I was able to like guess everything because I knew like. What level they were at, you know, like they go, okay, is it the bullet or was it the rabbit or was this? And then one girl's like, oh yeah, I have like 12 sex toys. I'm like, oh, she has a rabbit. She's like not starting off with the bullet.
Dude, look at you. Were they like, look at you. You've never even used a sex toy and you know all about
sex
toys.
I know,
so I hope you pick some stuff up here.
So, but we definitely gave you a shout out.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate
it. Sex Emily podcast.
I love it.
All that kind of stuff.
Well,
because everyone was shocked. Like, that
no,
I knew all the
I'm glad to hear
that
you've learned something. I don't know how it's helped your sex life. I really hope I hope that you're having amazing sex because of that. But if you've just become a walking have encyclopedic knowledge of sex toys, that's good too.
Yeah.
It's a good party trick.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of penises, I would like to move into sex in the news here because your whole penis thing, I gotta kind of recover from that. But that is the sex in the news is about dick pics because that's all the rage right now. But there's actually been a study about why men send pictures of their junk to women according to science.
Ooh.
Yeah.
According to science.
So everything goes back to like evolutionary psychology and why men do anything.
Are they gonna say caveman shit?
Yeah, again? Like you were afraid of getting,
hit by a rock on your head or something. No, but here's the thing. 49% of women have received a dick pic that they could have gone another day without seeing. No woman wants a dick pic. No woman is sitting there saying, God, right now I'm kind of bored at work. I could
I really want a dick pic.
I could go get like a Frappuccino or wait for a dick pic, okay? So 49% is so many dick pics, okay? So when... So they've established, though, that like we've all established, I think guys know, you're all listening to this. I feel like this is not a secret that we don't want dick pics. Like unsolicited dick pics are not popular. Women are like, I've never met a woman who's like, yeah, I loved it. And I get if you're dating someone or you ask for it. I'm just saying an unsolicited random dick pic, you match with a guy online or you go out with them once and you're like, here's a dick pic. And here's why. Men are simply misperceiving women's interest in receiving photos of their junk. So like it says like they're just thinking like, she's interested in me and she probably wants this. So there's a large body of research that says they're not good. Men are not good at determining how interested women are in sex, like across the board. So reading body language is not the strongest quality of men. Obviously, that may lead to a misunderstanding about her interest in receiving spontaneous pictures of your crotch. So what guys tend to do is they confuse friendliness for blatant flirting. So he just thinks, oh, she's into me. Therefore, she must want to see a picture of my penis. And here's the evolutionary theory. It's called error management. It suggests men and women have evolved specific cognitive biases that are likely to assist in successful reproduction. So over-perceiving a female stranger's interest in sex, whether it's in Tinder or in the real world, could be viewed as adaptive from the perspective of this theory that men will pass up the potential reproductive opportunities. So you're just saying men are like, I don't know, she smiled at me, so she must like me. And that goes back to evolution where we're always looking, you know, all this stuff about sex and evolution is typically about finding a mate, staying long enough. Like the reason why people stray a lot of times in relationships or why there's the honeymoon phase is because after 18 months is like enough time to have a baby and men can move on and spread their seed. So all this stuff has to go back to reproduction. So, but it's not going to work for women. So they're just saying, I know it's a lot of information, but it's going to fail to get the woman's attention most of the time, you guys. So I just would not send the dick pic, but it happens all the time. It's on Snapchat. I block you if you send me one.
Out of my entire life of talking with women, I think I've only found one woman that I've talked to who enjoyed a dick pic. One pic, not like multiple.
Right.
She enjoyed it. And it was so weird because she said that the guy was so large that she didn't believe it. And then she actually, her and her friend, and went and stalked the guy and hunted him
because
down.
It was that impressive. People are going
to
be like,
her and her friend went to this guy's neighborhood to look around for him and see what he was up to.
Because they wanted to date him?
Or just they wanted to see if it was real? Because she was so intrigued with the size of the
dick. Did anything happen? No.
I didn't ask for an update, but I should because I feel like I've shared this story before where she actually went and like stalked the guy after a dick pic. But believe me, that's a one in a million type thing.
Yeah, no, that is. You guys, and see, this is what concerns me now. Guys are like, mine's impressive, so now I'll send it. But you know, no, just don't. Like, just even no matter how big, small, it doesn't matter. We typically don't want to see it. But I think it's interesting talking about how men don't, you know, misperceive women's body language and their interest in sex. We always talked about how men have a harder time, reading cues. And I realized that, like, I was talking about this on the show last week too, that I was a big flirt. Like, I feel like I'm less of a flirt here. I don't know, lately in the last few years maybe, but I remember I would get accused of being a flirt, but it was more that I'm friendly. Like, I truly am like this friendly. I love meeting new people. Mm-hmm. I'm nice. And I feel like I'm truly interested in meeting men, women. When I go out, I get just as excited to have a great conversation with a new friend or new guy or girl. But it was often misperceived by guys that I was interested. And then the guys I was dating would get like jealous. And so I think it's confusing for women. So a lot of women don't show anything, like they shut down and they're not friendly or they don't flirt because they're afraid that like men are just going to want to bang them. So it's all about evolution.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Can I bring something else to the
table? Please, you can. Did you have other surgery? I feel so bad. It's any flowers.
More surgeries. No. So this is something I'm sure you've talked about on the show. I'm not on every show, so I don't know what other stuff that you talk about. But I was so intrigued by it. is so I'm friends with this band called Matt and Kib, right? So they're a band. They do a ton of major music festivals all over the place, and so they started video blogs, and they do like interesting things. You can check them out at youtube.com/Matt and Kib, where they go to like the abandoned zoo and stuff like that. But on Valentine's Day, they did this video, which was hilarious, about the app Field. Have you heard about it?
No.
Okay, so cool. You haven't talked about it. So this app Field,
I read about, someone just sent me something about it like literally yesterday. Okay,
cool. So it's basically like a Tinder, but you're looking to add somebody in. So like threesomes, right?
Oh, right. Or that's why.
Threesomes and more, whatever, right?
Orgies, whatever.
Orgies.
Yeah, it's Friday.
And so they're like, let's get on this app and see like who's on there. So they get on the app and there is a ton of people
looking for threesomes. Field.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's F-E-E-L-D. And there were like finding people in their neighborhood that were just like into it.
Never knew you guys be into it. I always say it's your neighbor's probably having a threesome. Your neighbor's probably in an open relationship and you don't know it.
So the crew that I work with on the Woody Show, there's 9 people now, right?
Okay.
And we have like 5 people behind the scenes that help out with the show. And one of them is like, yo, yeah, me and my partner were on Field. I would bet.
Right.
I would never think.
It's not just for like, those crazy.
I would bet $1 million.
Does he have a ponytail?
No. No, it was a girl.
Girl. Does her boyfriend have a ponytail? Men always think that swingers have ponytails or people who have threesomes have ponytails. I think you've buried that notion.
Well, see, the thing is, okay, so it was a girl. Her fiance is in the military. So I don't know. He most likely doesn't have a ponytail because of the military. So
right. They made him cut it right when he got there to train. Right.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I was so.
See?
I was so shocked on like.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you.
The whole crew,
a lot of
like, who would be on the app?
She'd be the last one.
She'd be the last.
She was like, yeah, I do it.
That's I couldn't believe it. I know. So, you know, definitely a lot of people that listen to the show are probably
they're interested.
That.
Do some swiping.
Apparently, it's great. Go check out the video. It's awesome.
Okay, cool. No, dude, who knows? Is that your way of telling me that you've had a threesome now with your girlfriend on this app?
No.
Dude, you'd be the last person it wouldn't happen. But if it did, you have to tell me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I would.
Would she? I think it's time. You guys have been together. You established ground. This is not something I always do, guys. We've done so many shows on threesomes. But if you're just in a new relationship and you're trying to spice things up, that's not the reason of a threesome. But this is not a threesome show. We're not going to get into it.
Maybe in the early days I could have, but probably not now.
Right. You're too tired. I gotcha. Too tired. Okay. So thank you for all that, Menace. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to answer your emails. Thank you, everyone, for supporting our sponsors. We love them. I hope you do, too. And thanks for listening. We'll be right back. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low-net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, guys, thank you for emailing us and sending in your questions. I love that. You email us at go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Ask Emily tab, fill out the form, hit submit. That's it. You can also select that you want to be called. What?
We got an email into our show about me on this show.
What'd they say?
And they said in the email, like, Menace, I love you on the Woody Show, but I don't like you on Sex at
Home. No way.
Yeah.
Dude, how did you feel about that?
I said, you know how I am.
Yeah.
Like,
read it?
Yeah, they read it on air.
They don't like you on Sex at Home. Like, yeah, you're controversial.
Whatever.
Everyone, I'm controversial. But
why?
I love you, Menace.
You're the most open person.
I don't know why, I'm just saying. Yeah, I think that's interesting. Well, you know, don't give up your day job. No, you're awesome, man. So people, I think that you have, you're very opinionated about things and we could go
on. And it's just like, you know, people that are like really like all about sex all the time, like they want to be open to everything, which I don't knock and I support it. You can do whatever you want. He's not judging you.
And even if he says things, people get mad at Anderson. He says something about stuff. People get upset.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying it's just not for me, and you shouldn't be offended by that.
Yeah, don't ever be, please don't be offended by Madison.
My comments is not stopping you from doing anything.
No, he doesn't really count, you guys. He's just here having fun, having coffee. He came for the coffee and the friendship.
Yes.
Of a long time. You're awesome. I didn't finish saying how you can email because you caught me off.
Sorry.
So sexemily.com, ask Emily. You want to click on the tab. You can also say you want to be called. We'll be doing call shows, which I actually am really enjoying because I love your emails. But with the calls, we can just like get into your stuff in like 3 minutes. It's really fun. It's been really helpful for a lot of people. You can also leave a voicemail, 818-ASK-SWE1, and always leave your gender, your age, where you live, and how you listen. Okay, back to the email. Emily, I'm a 21-year-old woman who hates being on top during sex. I've never liked it. Aside from feeling like my guy is getting really awful angle view of my body, I just don't feel like I do a good job. My man is a sweetheart and sticks to the positions we both like, but I know he wants to be on bottom sometimes. I want to be able to do that for him and find pleasure in it myself. How can I get involved with this position and not feel so uncomfortable? Are there techniques I should try? I know I have to work on letting go of the idea that he's seeing me from a poor angle, and I'm trying. What's the best way to be on top? I like the idea of reverse cowgirl, but I feel like it's uncomfortable. Am I doing it wrong? Ugh, help. Vanessa, age 21. Vanessa, this is a very good question and always a good question because I think a lot of women can relate to having that confidence in the bedroom. You know, so many of us have insecurities about our body and our performance. So it kind of just boils down to self-confidence because you think like you're not going to be flattering to your partner and that you might do the position correctly. And the thing is that, you know, it can be challenging when we're in our head. Like, men is probably worried now that there's, like, you know, marble coming out of his penis when he's having sex. I don't know what you worry about.
There's no marbles.
You have insecurities no more. Like, you got them out.
Yeah,
but I'm saying,
insecurities and stuff like that. And, yeah, there is. It's weird. I know, like, a lot of men probably prefer a woman on top, right?
I think
and
so.
But there's women out there that are just not into it. At all.
And typically this is why, because I think that they feel like it's not a great position. They're not confident with their bodies because they know that that's like, here you go, here I am in all my glory. And if you have any sort of body issues, which so many women and men do, it's going to be like, nope, I'm not doing it. And therefore, since you haven't done it very often, you might be in a relationship where you're more comfortable now. And then you're like, but I don't know what I'm doing. So it's a common like conundrum for women. I totally get it. So, and also guys, you know, they want you to get on top because yes, it looks really hot. I promise you that your boyfriend is attracted to you, all those things. And mostly what we worry about is not typically what our partners are thinking about. You're in bed with him. He's there. He's attracted to you. And I found this interesting stat that women consistently overestimate their body size as much as 25%, and they vastly overestimate how thin men want them to be. And women with a negative body image report much lower levels of sexual arousal than those with positive self-judgments. I mean, this is not a new study. This is not new information, but I'm just telling you that it's very common, and just reading stats won't be enough. So don't worry. I'm going to give you some practical tips here. But if you can just know that like all these things that we're worrying about in our head, like we're underperforming, I'm not doing it right, are typically like just in your head.
We pretty much say this every other show and for the past 12 years.
Yes.
Guys, 99.9% of the shit give a shit.
No.
They don't.
And men
care.
With your penis size, we don't care. We like how many sizes I have to tell you.
We're like, so happy you're having sex with us.
Right.
Guys are so simple. They're so stupid. That's why they out of when guys cheat, they always get caught because they're that.
Yeah, guys, women are cheating just as much, but they're not getting caught.
They don't get caught.
God, men get caught. They're so smart. I know.
Guys are dumb.
Guys are dumb. Okay, so listen, no, we all have challenges in these areas. We all have blind spots. Okay, yeah. So here's the thing. Wait, sweetie, Vanessa, wear something. First of all, you don't just remember this. You don't have to be naked during sex. In fact, sometimes like it's you wear like a sexy like t-shirt or like a something that makes you feel comfortable. Like I have all these cute little tank tops, or even if it's like a sweatshirt with your shoulders coming off, like something like that, or sexy underwear if you're not as comfortable. But that's just like my first, do that or don't do that. Like see if that helps you. But really, it's really about, let me start with the sexual confidence part, and then I'll get into positions for you. That sexual confidence is really, the more self-confidence you have, like that will help you with your, the more sexual confidence you have will help you with your self-confidence. And the more pleasure that you allow your body to feel, the more you'll be able to relax and let go. So it's like baby steps here. I'm not saying that you're just going to hop on top and feel like, oh my God, it's amazing because Emily told me so. Just know that the more sex you have and the more you try this, you'll also feel more competent. And also sexual competence helps you with sexual confidence. So even if your mind starts to flow, Vanessa, when you get on top and you're like, oh God, I'm having all these negative thoughts, you can in that moment say, okay, I'm thinking this thought, not so pleasant, put the focus back on doing something. So it could be pleasing your partner. It could be focusing on the fact that you're on top of him and the pleasure that you're feeling. It's really a mind trick. Now that you've even said to me that you know that you do this, it's probably the thoughts. Once you notice the thoughts, you redirect them. So really, it's just, like I said, it's like a negative feedback loop. The more that you think about it, the more destructive it will be, but the more you just do it and practice, you'll feel better. Now, here's some things. Once you get through some of this stuff, or even just, it's all going to work together. So here's how you do woman on top, okay? This is super, super basic. The reason why woman on top is great, not only because you look amazing and your partner thinks it's super sexy, is because you can control the motion, the depth, the penetration. Like you can, mm-hmm. like your clitoris typically needs more stimulation. You can rub it, he can rub it, you can use a toy. So he's lying on his back on the bed, and then you get on top and you put your knees on either side of him and you like straddle him, and then you slowly lower yourself down onto his erect penis. If it's not erect yet, put it in your hand, give him a blowjob first. But that moment, this is something too, like that moment when you get to like lower down onto a man's penis, when I was like thinking about this, I'm like, that's mm-hmm. freaking hot. So don't speed through that part. Don't you think you just kind of get into like the fast sex? I always say to slow down. Uh-huh. And I always say it about foreplay, but I think even that moment when you're like, for the first time, if it's mm-hmm. been a while or whatever it goes in, it feels awesome. So the key here is to go slow. That feels good. Also, here's the positions. So if you're straddling him, you can move up and down to build momentum. Or for a lot of women, it just feels really good to like rub your chest, like your whole torso on his body and grind from side to side or in circles. And that way you might feel like a little less self-confident because you're not like up on, you're not like, you know, your breasts aren't all exposed, your body's unexposed. And that can feel really good. Like women, don't you feel like women you've been with are like have their chest on top of you or they're moving back and forth?
Yeah.
Or they're on top, or you get on your feet on top of the bed on the mattress and you can go up and down. But that's just like porn. I mean, I think that feels good.
I mean,
but
guys love it.
They love that. But I feel like typically for most women, it's the back and forth, the around
going
motion
back
that feels the best.
To it again, guys love anything.
You know? Just like, and men also last longer in this position.
Yes.
He can play with your breasts. You don't have to do all the work. Here's the other thing. He can grab your hands, help you gyrate back and forth. That was a good woman on top 101. Do you got this, Vanessa? So really, I think that it's going to be intuitive once you get on top, but the more you can think about these thoughts, sexy thoughts, practice it, he's going to be psyched. The more you do it, I'm telling you, it's okay if it doesn't feel great the first time, like any new sex positions. You're going to get into this and you're going to get through this because we all do. We all get through these insecurities. Okay. Another email here. Hey, Emily, I love your podcast. My question is, I'm recently divorced and it wasn't a nice break. I started dating, but I'm having some issues. The woman I'm seeing told me she loves me during sex. Oh, okay. So during sex, she did the whole I love you during sex. And now I said it back in the heat of the moment. She now texts me constantly and I'm a single dad. I have my boys on the weekends. I work 3 jobs during the week for a total of 70 plus hours. She texts me all the time. Check this, Menace. 46 times in an hour. Like that's bordering on stalking. Not that healthy.
I couldn't do that.
No. I'm afraid I let her on. I like spending time with her when I can, but it's now to the point of annoying me. So I don't want to spend time. I've known her for years. Don't want to hurt her, but I don't know what to do. Any advice would be amazing. Thank you, Eric, age 45. Okay, when I read the 46 times in an hour, like, I was done. I'm like, okay, that's a little obsessive. That's a little bit, like, I'm worried about her. That's very obsessive. 46 times, and I don't think he's exaggerating. You need to, like, slowly back out of this one.
Like, two in an hour.
I don't even double text, ever. So, you just got to be straight, and I'm a little afraid for her well-being.
Producer texts me, and sometimes it takes me, like, 4 days to get back to her.
Right. Dude, I know that. I'm always like, we got to
help. I couldn't, if I have 40 in a day, I would throw my phone in the ocean.
You only text 46 times if there's, like, an emergency. Like, you got in a car accident, you're dying, something's happening, okay? Your house is on fire. That's borderline. I have a problem with this. You got to be straight with her. You just got to say that your priority right now is on your family. It's on your work. You're with the boys. It seems that you really want to maintain, like, your friendship. You're glad she's in your life, but this just isn't working for you right now. And then you got to cut ties.
Yeah.
And I know she's gonna be upset, and you've been friends for a long time. And that's why people always say, should I sleep with a friend? A lot of times it works. A lot of times it doesn't. But hopefully, since you've been friends long enough, Eric, she can take your honesty. Not too honest. You don't even have to bring up the texting, you guys. I think that sometimes you don't have to confront everything. But clearly, this is delicate. She's really into you. And I just say you got to back out gracefully.
Or you can just change your number and ghost.
Well, I know. That's why you got to just say, you know what? And it's not, you really don't have time right now. Some guys, who knows? Might have been get off on it.
Fortunately, she knows where you live. Ghost.
I just think that maybe some women, like, they can't handle not getting when a guy doesn't get back to him. But usually if that happens, I'll text my friends and be like, why isn't he getting back to me?
Say your phone's broken.
Okay. That's just 46 times. Okay. Hi, Emily. I just discovered your show. I absolutely love it. It has improved my daily commute and sex life. Hopefully you can help me out a bit. I just started seeing a guy and he has trouble keeping it up with a condom on. I'm pretty strict about condoms. They're my only source of birth control. My question is, how do I help my guy keep it up with a condom? He says they make it so he can barely feel anything. Any suggestions would be much appreciated. Love, Christine, 23, Washington, D.C. Have you had this problem?
No, I always think I always think guys are full of shit when they say that.
No, they're not. I mean,
they say that they can't feel anything.
No, honey. Every penis is different, like snowflakes, just like women's. It is true that for a lot of guys, they're like wearing the wrong condoms or they had one bad experience. So in their brain, they're thinking, I can't feel it. I can't feel it. Like, so much of sex is psychological, you guys. So much of life is psychological. It's the thoughts in our head prevent us from, hold ourselves back from so many things.
He doesn't say, okay, if he's able to stay erect with the condom on and no issues, then I think he's full of ish. But if he is not able to do that, then maybe he's not lying.
He's probably not lying if he really can't. Who knows why? But there could also be that he's wearing the wrong size. Maybe he doesn't like the latex condoms. Typically, women have latex allergies, but men can as well. And there's so many condoms on the market. And guys, I think they're just like loyal to some brands. And they're just like, this is just every condom's the same. You know, like what is everything the same anymore? Like, it doesn't matter what kind of toilet paper I buy. Like, it doesn't matter. No, condoms actually matter. So I'd steer away from latex. I always recommend Skin Condoms, SKYN. They have them in every drugstore, every brick and mortar. I think you can buy them on our website in the store. It's the best. Their whole tagline, slogan, closest thing to wear, nothing. It truly is. It's non-latex. It's polyisoprene. They feel really, really good. Every person I've ever recommended to is like, thanks me. It could also be the size. It could be wearing too tight of condoms, so you could get a variety pack. I think they're also on our website. Lifestyles makes them as well. Lifestyle condoms are great. Skin is a part of Lifestyles, but they sell these packs that are like elite, studded, large, original, and you could buy a variety pack. So try four different kinds and see what works. Just make sure it's like, also, like, you could put lube in the tip of the condom, which enhances the sensation for him. I always recommend a few drops of lube in the tip of the condom before he puts it on. So these are all the things you could do. Water-based lube, tip of condom, try new freaking condoms. Then if you can't stay hard, we can talk about other things. But you guys, this whole condom thing, just try it. Like, toys. Yeah. I wouldn't just buy one toy and be done. It's kind of similar in a way. Like, condoms, you're so loyal. Maybe it's not. Condoms are like toilet paper.
I shouted out the womanizer.
You did?
Yeah.
Dude, look at you. You're like a walking...
Yeah, because they were going through all the sex toys, and this girl's like, I got all these, blah, blah. I'm like, do you have the womanizer?
Did she?
Like, I was acting like I knew what I was talking about. And she's like, no, but I heard about it. I was like,
tell him to go to my website next time buy it. You guys know you can buy all this stuff on my website.
Yeah, and I was like, well, you need to get on it. That's the hot thing right now.
It is. Yeah. No, the womanizer, I mean, It's so funny because, again, in the 12 years we've been doing this, someday we'll be like, in the 30 years. Mm-hmm. Soon, like, your car will come with a toy, a sex toy. Like, it'll be crazy. But the womanizer truly in the 12 years is one of the most unique toys that is just not going, like, everyone still talk about it because it's so unique. Like, it's that pleasure air technology that you indirectly, it's like giving little butterfly kisses to your clitoris, which is what I think many women want, that lighter touch. It's like simulates oral sex. And it's the woman at orgasm, if you haven't heard me talk about it in a while.
So,
do you want one for your girlfriend?
A womanizer?
Yeah, like, I feel like you don't pick, I just want her to come here and, like, will she come one day? Just take a toy. I just don't get it. How could she not like orgasms?
Oh, well, you claim that she could never have
one? I'm assuming that maybe you're busy and you're tired sometimes and she might, or you could do it together just to mix it up, because toys do not take away from your relationship. They enhance it.
Why are you judging me?
No judgy. I want you to experience, I want your girlfriend, who I don't know, to experience pleasure. I just want her to experience pleasure.
You're just a pusher.
I am a pusher. You're a pusher too. On the show, I just feel like you got to put your money where your mouth is now.
Okay.
So, yeah. That was enough of that answer. Condoms, do that. We got time for another email here. G-Spot, more toys. Let's see if Menace can answer this one.
Okay.
Emily, my wife and I have an amazing marriage and sex life. Your show has helped in many ways. We've enjoyed G-Spot stimulation for some time now, but it has always been me using my fingers on her. This is fantastic and always intense for both of us, but I want to purchase her a toy so she can pleasure herself. Very petite hands has been unable to achieve a G-spot orgasm by herself. There are so many options for toys, both dildos and vibrators. It's hard to know where to start. I'm interested in the Enjoy Pure Wand. Was hoping you had an opinion on this product. Your feedback would be greatly appreciated. Brian, age 42. Thanks, Brian, for your question. A great, great question here, because let's talk about the G-spot, okay? Typically for women who have not found their G-spot, it does help. Fingers are a great way to find it. And for a lot of women, their fingers just don't do it. So I often suggest your partner can do it. So you guys have been doing that. I'm glad you found it. I'm glad she has intense orgasms. And I also get, like, wow, again, toys, it'll still be G-spot orgasm, but a different sensation. So the Enjoy Pure Wand, this was one of the first and probably only dildos I got that I really, really loved. I don't really talk about it that much because I'm such a vibe girl. But when I started thinking about talking about it, I actually got kind of excited because it's 1.5 pounds of stainless steel. It's like you could club someone over the head with it, okay? It's a very luxurious toy. You wouldn't, though.
No.
But, like, it looks like a weapon, but it doesn't, like, it's also beautiful, luxurious. It looks like it's like a curved shape and has two bulbous ends on it. And it's, I mean, it's strong, it's heavy. And it's, the larger end is for G-spot stimulation, the smaller is for prostate, although it could easily satisfy either. It's 8 inches long. And the thing is, you don't have to insert very much to stimulate it. It's like you could very easily with your hand. It's so easy. And, like, the weight and the feel of the steel, the stainless steel, like, it's solid metal. It just feels really good. And the pressure, it can, since it weighs so much, it's like pounds of steel. It feels, you're not pounding away, but you don't need that much. Like, once you target it, you just, like, hit up against it with these gentle movements. It's the coolest thing. It's like steering a ship or something. Like, it's just, it doesn't, I can't explain. It's like, it's so, for many women, adept way to find your G-spot. Now, it can be also a little bit advanced for people. And so that's why some women want the vibe. Like, there's no vibration. That's just like a dildo, no vibe. I like the Rave by WeVibe. We did a review show on it. It's just a great, I love the way it's shaped. I love all the vibration patterns. You can also use it with a smartphone. You can control Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Because we talked about it too. The WeVibe.
Talked about the WeVibe Sync probably. And now the couple's toy.
Yes.
Dude, you don't even need
anymore.
But you
can use it solo. Who are you? You can use it solo.
As a hand job.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is the WeVibe, the Rave by WeVibe. Mm-hmm. There's also the Fun Toys G-Vibe, which splits like this. It splits into directions. This is a great toy because it's kind of like a threefer because it's you can do the G-spot, you can do the enter the vagina. You can also use it on your... on the men's prostate. It's just a really cool toy. It's also on our website. These are all great G-spot toys. The Rave, the Fun Toys, or I would say yes, get the Enjoy. You guys know where her G-spot is. I think you'd like it. It's a really cool toy. You can also make it hot or cold. Put it in the freezer. You can boil it. Feels really good. That's what I'm going to say. I'll give you one of those 2 minutes.
Load it up.
Load it up, baby.
Yeah. I have a big trunk today. I have the Toyota Mirai, which is a hydrogen-powered car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What do you do? How do you... Wow.
There's hydrogen stations around. California and other parts of the country.
You never have to get gas. You just pull up the hydrogen.
Well, if you buy one of them, they give you 3 years of fuel.
Really?
That you can.
That's really
cool.
They
just give you a credit card.
I should have gotten that. I hate getting gas. I run out of gas like more than the average person, like more than teenagers. Well,
this wouldn't be good for you then because you have to actually go find the station.
No, so I do.
You can't just pull up anywhere.
I want to get that in my brain that like when it says you have 1 or 2 miles left or when it says low fuel, most people get gas. But I'm like, oh, I've got 30 miles.
Yeah.
But I typically my commute's 3 minutes. So I really don't need gas that often. And I always think I can go, I can go, I can go.
Yeah.
And then I sometimes
you should do a half electric, half hybrid.
That's true. I just got a car that I smashed. Okay, let's.
Oh, no.
I think I know because this stupid gate that you don't pull into, we've all crashed our car in it. Have I not talked about this ever? It's very interesting. But there's this goddamn gate coming in. You park in the right next door to the Rite Aid, but we've got this little narrow lot, and there's a gate that came out too far, and all of us, I'm telling you, there's probably been $3,000 collective of car damage because if you pull in too quickly, you don't pay attention. Sometimes the gates used to swing open. My landlord said he fixed it. Not sure if he did. You crash your car. And we've all done
that
it.
Sucks.
Yeah. So that's fun. Okay, that's all we got time for. Honey, good to see
you. It's great seeing
you. I hope that you and your penis are well. Yeah, I'm sorry. I would send your penis flowers.
Yeah. But thank you to all the listeners to, you know, I get, I'll be random places and people tell me they listen to Sex Family. So that's great.
And they all love you. And I love you all for listening. Thank you. Follow us on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. At Sex Family, Facebook.
Have you been posting any hot pics on Instagram?
Yeah, totally, dude. Every day. And facebook.com/sexwithemily. Subscribe to our newsletter. And, you know, a lot of people say they're listening. My friend was listening. He's like, oh, I was on Spotify and I was looking at podcasts and you came up. So you guys realize that you can find us on Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play. It's not just iTunes anymore. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Did you find any hot pictures?
Yeah. Well, there's some cute ones. You're not really showing off any skin, which, you know, that's what really
sells.
Okay,
I'm putting a naked picture up today, so check out my Instagram.
All right, good.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you.
Oh, there's one where you're showing off your stomach.
Really?
Guys will like that, yeah.
Okay, look at my stomach. I do a lot
Instagram.com/TheWoody Show. Oh, sorry.
Instagram.com/sexwithemily.
That's what I say every day.
There's Woody's
Instagram.com/sexwithemily.
Who has to go? Wait, you do the slash with the Instagram? Don't people just
Well,
know?
See, like some people are not
on their computer.
They're not on Instagram, but they still want to see the photo.
No,
they
I
can
get
just
it.
Visit it like
you
a website.
You got it. That's really smart. Yeah. Thank you, Menace. God, learned so much from you today. Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thank you to my whole team. I love you. And was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.